यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय श्री प्रभुपाद की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
हरे कृष्णा। आई लाइक टू वेलकम हिज ग्रेस गोपति प्रभु टू श्री राधा गोपीनाथ टेम्पल इस्कॉन चौपाटी। प्रभुजी इज टेम्पल प्रेसिडेंट ऑफ इस्कॉन टेम्पल इन निगड़ी पुणे एंड इज वेरी वेरी क्लोजली एसोसिएट विद अवर टेम्पल ऑल्सो। गोपति प्रभु केम इन कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस इन ईयर 1997। सो द पायनियर डिवोटीज ऑफ इस्कॉन निगड़ी, यू मस्ट हैव मेनी डिवोटीज हैव गॉन टू इस्कॉन निगड़ी, इट्स ब्यूटिफुल टेम्पल देयर। So the initial days, Prabhuji was involved. He came in Krishna consciousness, became one of the founding devotees. And 2001, Prabhuji joined full time in ISKCON temple, Nigdi. These are the initial days when nothing was there. It's a small house was there where Prabhuji joined. And since then, he has been involved in many management services, preaching, congregation, as well as youth preaching. He runs 2-3 bases in ISKCON Nigdi around that area. And a small Namhat centers where he is developing preaching. So the first time he has come here to give a class. So we are very happy and very that he has accepted our invitation and come to give the class here. Let us welcome Gopati Prabhu to Shri Radha Gopinath Temple by 3 times loudly chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 19 and Verse Number 17. Shruti Pratyaksham Aihityam Anumanam Chatushtayam Pramaneshu Anvasthana विकल्पात् सविरज्जते श्रुतिः प्रत्यक्षम् ऐहित्यम् अनुमानम् चतुष्टयम् प्रमाणेष्वन्वस्थाना विकल्पात् सविरज्जते श्रुतिः प्रत्यक्षम् ऐहित्यम् अनुमानं चतुष्टयम् प्रमाणेष्वन्वस्थाना विकल्पात् स विरज्यते। श्रुति प्रत्यक्षम् ऐहित्यम् अनुमानं चतुष्टयम् प्रमाणेष्वन्वस्थाना विकल्पात् स विरज्यते। श्रुति प्रत्यक्षम् ऐतिह्यम् अनुमानं चतुष्टयम् प्रमाणेष्वन्वस्थानात् विकल्पात् स विरज्यते। श्रुति प्रत्यक्षम ऐतिह्यम् अनुमानम् चतुष्टयम् प्रमाणीषन्वस्थानात् विकल्पात् विरज्यते माताजी वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग श्रुति ही वैदिक नॉलेज प्रत्यक्षम डायरेक्ट एक्सपीरियंस ऐतिह्यम ट्रेडिशनल विजडम अनुमानम लॉजिकल इंडक्शन चतुक्षयम फोर फोल्ड प्रमाणेषु अमंग्स ऑल टाइप्स ऑफ एविडेंस अन्वस्थानात् ड्यू टू द फ्लिकलिंग नेचर विकल्पात् फ्रॉम मटेरियल डाइवर्सिटी सह अ पर्सन विराजयते बिकम डिटैच्ड ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट इसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद द्वारा Translation: From the four types of evidence, Vedic knowledge, direct experience, traditional wisdom, and logical induction, one can understand the temporary, insubstantial situation of the material world, by which one becomes detached from the duality of this world. Perfect. In the Shruti or the Vedic literature, it is clearly stated that everything emanates from the Absolute Truth. Is maintained by the Absolute Truth and at the end is conserved with the Absolute Truth. Similarly, by direct experience we can observe the creation and destruction of great empire, cities, buildings, bodies and so on. Furthermore, we find all around the world traditional wisdom warning people that things in this world cannot last. Finally, by logical induction we can easily conclude that nothing in this world is permanent. Material sense gratification up to the highest possible living standards found in the heavenly planets or down to the lower condition is the most deficient princess of hell, is always unsteady and prone to collapse at any moment. One should therefore develop vairagya, detachment, as stated here. Another meaning of this verse is that the four type of evidence cited here are of 10 mutually contradictory in their description of the highest truth. One should therefore be detached from the duality of mundane evidence, including the portion of the Vedas that deal with the material world. Instead, one should accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the actual authority. Both in Bhagavad Gita and here in Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Sri Krishna is personally speaking, and thus there is no need to enter into the bewildering network of competing system of mundane logic. One can directly hear from the Absolute Truth Himself and immediately acquire perfect knowledge. One thereby become detached from the inferior system of knowledge which causes one to hover on the material mental platform. ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकम् वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्री राधा कृष्ण पदान सहगन ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश नमाओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे
गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा। सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई एम वेरी ग्रेटफुल टू बलदेव प्रभु बिकॉज ही नोज दैट हाउ टू ब्रिंग मी हियर। मेनी टाइम्स ही हैज रिक्वेस्टेड मी टू कम हियर बट ड्यू टू माई सम रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी इन निगडी टेम्पल आई कुडंट कम हियर बट 3 to 4 टाइम्स ही इन्वाइटेड मी फॉर श्रीमद भागवतम क्लास। फर्स्ट टाइम आई डिनाइड, सेकंड टाइम ऑल्सो आई डिनाइड, इवन थर्ड टाइम ऑल्सो। सो फाइनली आई डिसाइड हाउ आई कैन एवरी टाइम डिनाइड। सो दिस इज द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ बलदेव प्रभु दैट बिकॉज ऑफ हिज काइंड नेचर ही हैज इन्वाइटेड मी। Though I am not qualified to sit here and speak Srimad Bhagavatam in front of you all, because Radha Gopinath Temple and all the senior Vaishnavas, they are the inspiration to our Nigri Temple. So whatever we are learning in devotional service and whatever inspiration we are taking, that is from this temple only. I know that we are all there in Nigri surviving because of only Radha Gopinath Temple. And all the senior Vaishnavas like Govind Prabhu, Shyamanand Prabhu, Sanat Kumar Prabhu, Radha Gopinath Prabhu, and they're all helping us a lot. And because of their mercy only, we are trying to spread the message of Srila Prabhupada in our area. So, Baldev Prabhu, I'm very grateful to you for inviting me. Though I'm not qualified, but I'll try to speak something on this today's verse. श्रुति प्रत्यक्षम अहितम अनुमानम चतुष्टयम् प्रमाणे अन्वस्थानात् विकल्पात्स विरज्यते। फ्रॉम द फोर टाइप्स ऑफ एविडेंस वैदिक नॉलेज डायरेक्ट एक्सपीरियंस एंड ट्रेडिशनल विजडम एंड लॉजिकल इंडक्शन वन कैन अंडरस्टैंड द टेम्पररी अनसबस्टेंशियल सिचुएशन ऑफ द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड बाय विच वन कैन बिकम डिटैच्ड फ्रॉम द ड्युअलिटी ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड। Here in this Srimad Bhagavatam, in this 11th canto, chapter 19th, today we are discussing about this verse. Actually, they discussed about the material world, how this material world is a temporary and miserable. So many times we have heard about the qualities about this material world. Like in Bhagavad Gita also we read that this material world is very miserable, this material world is very temporary, and those who are staying in this material world, they are also facing so many problems. It's not like that those who are staying in this material world, they are very happy. So here in this verse, in today's verse, what we actually see that there are the four types of evidence where we can come to know that the nature of this material world. And here it is explained that there are those four evidence are Vedic knowledge, direct experience, traditional wisdom and logical inductions. Through Vedic knowledge we can understand, there are many verses already explained in different scriptures that how this material world is very temporary and very miserable. Like in Bhagavad Gita, even Lord Sri Krishna explains that mamu petya punarjanma dukhalayam shashvatam napnuvanti mahatmanam samsiddhi paramam gataha.
when Lord Sri Krishna explains there, after attaining with the great souls who are yogis in devotion, never return to this world of temporary and full of miseries. So here, Lord Sri Krishna also explains that this world is temporary and full of miseries. Like this, there are many shlokas are there in the Vedic text. Those all Vedic texts, they are explaining about the nature of this material world. That this material world is very flickering, this material world is very temporary, and in this material world there are so many problems are there. And often we have seen that it is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam also, padam padam yat vipadam na tesham, that every step there is a problem, padam padam yat vipadam na tesham. But still people, they are trying to be happy in this material world, and because of that, scriptures like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, they are explaining us that how we should come out from this material world and go to the real place of happiness, that is called as spiritual world. Even in the 11th canto, when the discussion comes between King Nimi and Navayogendras, one of the Yogendras is explaining about the nature of this material world. So, they explains there, Manne krutachitam bhayam achut ashraya padambujopasana atra nityam udvigna buddher asad atma bhavat vishvatmana yatra vivartete bhi. So one of the Yogendra, they are explaining that, I consider that whose intelligence is constantly disturbed by his false identifying himself with the temporary material world. Udvigna buddher asat atma bhavat. Even Srila Prabhupada also, he explains in Srimad, in the purport of that verse, that udvigna buddher, in this material world, everyone's intelligence is disturbed. And why? Because of they are identifying himself with this material world. And which material world is very miserable and very flickering. And the Navayogendras, they explains that padam bujopasana atra nityam, one can achieve real freedom from only by worshipping the lotus feet of Lord Sri Hari. Because udvigna buddher and asat atma bhavat, because everyone's intelligence is totally disturbed, and if they come out from that situation, then what they have to do? Padam bujopasana atra nityam, they must worship the lotus feet of Lord, then only they can come out from that situation. Even in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Sri Krishna explains, Daivi esha gunamai mama maya durattaya mameva e prapadyante maya metam tarantite. So it is very difficult to cross this material world, but those who have taken the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, they can only overcome, or they can only get out from this material world. Otherwise that is not possible. So everywhere in the Vedic text, just like in this verse it is explained that Shruti Pratyaksha Ahityam, Vedic knowledge, we can understand that everywhere it is explained this material world is very having so many problems, and this is a temporary. I was reading one Srila Prabhupada's pastimes, and where it is explained that one Srila Prabhupada was going for one program. That was a public program, and that program was in the evening. And Srila Prabhupada was being driven to one public program by car. And that was the evening program. And some road work was going on. Because of that, there was so much traffic, and Prabhupada was getting delayed to go to that program. And when Prabhupada saw from the window that there is so much crowd on the road, there is so much traffic jam, and he was not getting way to reach to his destination for the program. And suddenly Srila Prabhupada, he opened the window and he saw what is happening outside. And Prabhupada saw that so much road work was going on, but there is one sign board. And on that board, one sentence was written that temporary inconvenience, permanent improvements. And Srila Prabhupada just looked around his disciples in that car and Prabhupada said, just see, this is the material world. And Prabhupada said, temporary improvements and permanent inconvenience. This is the nature of this material world. So even though, like, if we go through our Vedic text, Vedic Shastras, or if we learn from our all Acharyas, they are explaining that this material world is a temporary and this material world will give so much misery in our life. We see Srila Prabhupada explains here in Purport that one should therefore develop Vairagya, detachment, that is stated here. So those who are staying here in this material world, that it is this is an instruction for each and everyone, they should develop Vairagya, detachment. So why it is explained like that, that everyone they should develop that Vairagya? I just wanted to focus on this topic today, that what exactly the Vairagya is according to this purport, according to Srimad Bhagavatam. What is the real renunciation is? Like Srila Prabhupada has explained in the many purports, like what exactly the Vairagya means. In one of the lectures, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was explaining that if we are attached to Krishna, that means we are detached from this material world. Sometimes, like on material platform, we try to create so many processes to become a renunciate or to create that Vairagya within ourselves. But Vedic texts like Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures, they explain that if we are attached to the process of devotional service, that service will bring automatically that Vairagya in everyone's heart. But only one thing is important, that we have to attach to that process of pure devotional service. We can see, like, in many pastimes, how our acharyas, they were fully convinced and totally dedicated to the process of devotional service. They were not showing any, like, extra process of Vairagya or renunciation. No, they were just strict to that devotional process. We see in the life of Raghunath Das Goswami, even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is explained very nicely. Raghunath Das Goswami was so attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even he never thought about his own wealth. He never thought about his own beautiful wife. But he was constantly thinking about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And because of that, we see, when we discussed about Vairagya, the first name comes about Raghunath Das Goswami. Because he is the one of the best Vairagi person. So, the main thing is that if we are attached to Krishna or attached to devotional service, that means we are detached from this material world. I just wanted to share one more Srila Prabhupada pastime, so what had happened regarding this attachment and detachment from this material world. In 1974, one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, Ambika Mataji, she was explaining that in 1974, she was pujari somewhere in a temple. And those days, all the life member, they would come to the temple every time and they would bring some gift to the all devotees in those days. And they were directly offering those gifts to the devotees. So this Ambika Mataji, she was serving as a pujari in one of the temple. And in the same temple, many life members, they were coming to visit. And one of that life member, he brought few gifts to the different people, different devotees. And he brought one gift to this Ambika Mataji also. And you know what he brought that gift? The life member brought that silk sari. And he gifted to Ambika Mataji. And Ambika Mataji very happy, and she was very eager to wear that sari, and one day she wore that sari and doing some service, and after that service she was sitting in Srimad Bhagavatam class. And in the same Srimad Bhagavatam class, Srila Prabhupada explained about the qualities of Dehuti. And Srila Prabhupada was explaining how Dehuti was so austere, how she was so dedicated to her husband, how she was dedicated for her own devotional service. And then Srila Prabhupada looked towards this Ambika Mataji, and Srila Prabhupada said, one should not be attached to the opulent clothing. And then Ambika Mataji came to know what Srila Prabhupada wanted to say to me. And then she realized that what exactly the real devotional service means. If I attach to some other these material things, then that is not my renunciation, that is not my Vairagya life, or that is not my pure devotional service. So I must attach to Krishna's service or devotional service. So like this, even if we see in the different scriptures, they are also explaining that this material world is a temporary. We must develop detachment from this material world. And the best example we see in Srimad Bhagavatam, the pastimes of Gajendra. And in that pastimes, Srila Prabhupada explains in that purport very clearly that Gajendra was having so much power, but Prabhupada explains one very important sentence there. Prabhupada explains that, but Gajendra was on foreign land. He was not on his own land. Because Gajendra was in the water, and because of that, Srila Prabhupada explains in that purport, bodily strength diminished, even mind also become a weak, and senses lost power. Why? Because that Gajendra was on foreign land. Though he was so powerful, but he was struggling there with that crocodile. Somehow that he was trying to save his own life. And he saw around that all his friends, relatives, wife, no one was ready to save him. And after that he came to know that there is only one shelter for me. Now I have to take the shelter of Lord. The Lord will only protect me. And Srila Prabhupada clearly explains that. Because Gajendra was having so much power, but still he was on the foreign land. And so he was suffering. And Srila Prabhupada explains, similarly, we are all also in this foreign land. This material world is a foreign land for us. So in this world, we will not get any protection. Definitely, Srila Prabhupada explains there, that we will not get any protection here. It is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam, Jivera Sarupa Hai Krishnera Nitya Das. We are all servant of the Krishnas. We are not from this material world. We are all from the spiritual world. For us, this place is like foreign land. And no one safe on that foreign land. So, like this also we can understand that this material world is a very temporary, very miserable, because this is a foreign land for us. Once Srila Prabhupada's one disciple, he was explaining about his own realization, how he was having good relationship with Srila Prabhupada. And what was Prabhupada's thought about his own devotees? like in temple, we have a different departments. In those days also, Prabhupada was created so many different departments, and different devotees, they were heading to that departments. They were taking care of those departments. So one of the devotees, he was taking care of Govinda's restaurant. And this pastimes explained by Hansdut Prabhu. And the devotee who was taking care of Govinda's, after some time he was thinking that Govinda's belongs to me. This Govinda doesn't belong to temple. So this news came to Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada called all the devotees. And the devotee, they just came in front of Srila Prabhupada to solve that problem. And Srila Prabhupada asked only one question. Whom does the restaurant belongs? And the person who was the in charge in front of Srila Prabhupada, he said, Prabhupada, Govinda belongs to me. And you know what Prabhupada said? Prabhupada said, okay, take it and be happy. Prabhupada said only one sentence, okay, take it and be happy. And the devotee went away from that room. But other devotees, those who were taking so many responsibilities, when they heard this sentence from Srila Prabhupada, they surprised, why Srila Prabhupada is saying like this? Okay, take it and go, be happy. And one devotee asked question, Prabhupada, why you are saying like this? We should file a case against that person. We should prosecute. And we should get back our Govinda. Prabhupada said, see, here in this temple we are all rendering some different services. And our main aim is to attach to the Krishna. Attach to the devotional service. Not attached to any other departments. Or not attached to any other things in this material world. And Prabhupada said, if we act like ordinary person, then what is the difference between ordinary person and a devotee? And then Prabhupada said, our life is based on love and trust. So now, maybe he is thinking that Govinda belongs to him. But let it be, after some time he will realize that in this material world nothing belongs to us. Everything belongs to Krishna. After some time, he will come to know. So like that, Srila Prabhupada was training each and every devotee that how everything belongs to Krishna and we should serve to Krishna, then only we can come to know that how to develop that vairagya in this material world. We see in the life of Raghunath Das Goswami, as I was explaining about the Raghunath Das Goswami's devotion to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have heard many times these past times from the lotus mouth of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Like how Raghunath Das Goswami was so attached to Mahaprabhu, he left everything and he came to Jagannath Puri and he was staying there. And what he was staying in Jagannath Puri? If we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, we can come to know that Raghunath Das Goswami, he was very austere person. And he was doing so much austerity there. He was not eating anything. And what he was eating? The prasadam which was left in Azad Anand Bazar, that was kept for the cows. Even after cows, they were not eating the remaining part of that prasadam. He was washing with the water and that part he was eating. That was his renunciation. Raghunath Das Goswami's renunciation. And then once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Rupa Damodar Goswami that where is Raghunath Das Goswami and what he is doing? And Rupa Damodar Goswami explained the same thing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see what exactly Raghunath Das Goswami is doing. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached to that place where Raghunath Das Goswami was sitting and he was eating that rice, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally ate that same prasadam which Raghunath Das Goswami was eating. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has personally shown the real example that who is the real renunciate person. And there Sarup Damodar Goswami was stopping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, Mahaprabhu, this prasadam is not for you, this food is not for you. But still Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forcefully he was eating that prasadam from the hand of Raghunath Das Goswami. And that's why it is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mahaprabhura Bhaktagana Vairagya Pradhan Yaha Dekhi Pritahaya Gaura Bhagavan. That Mahaprabhura Bhaktagana, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, they are very famous for Vairagya Pradhan. They are very famous for the renunciation. And because of that, all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is having so much loving affection with each and every his devotees. And even in the later part we see in the life of Raghunath Das Goswami also that how he was so much attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and at the same time he was attached to the Vaishnava association. Once Raghunath Das Goswami got the news that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has left this world, so he was feeling very much separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he thought that now there is no Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no Chaitanya Lila, so I will suicide from this material world. And he has decided to suicide. And he made a plan to jump from the Govardhan Hill. And he thought that before completing my wish, I will just meet to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. I will explain my plan and I will suicide. And then he went to meet Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. And he explained his own plan. And then Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami said, Raghunath Das Goswami, we are not here to hear your plan, but we will instruct you that give up this your plan and engage yourself in Chaitanya's pastimes. And then Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they explained, you know which pastimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed in the Jagannath Puri. So you do one thing, in this Vrindavan, on the bank of the Radhakund, you sit and you describe those all pastimes. And we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, everything clearly explained that Raghunath Das Goswami would sit on the bank of the Radhakund and he was always describing the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which Mahaprabhu performed in the Jagannath Puri. And then Raghunath Das Goswami quit his idea, giving up his life, and he just surrendered his life to the Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. That means, in one place we see that Raghunath Das Goswami was so attached to Mahaprabhu, so attached to his devotional service, at the same time he was so much attached to the Vaishnava's instructions. He was so much attached to the sadhu association. So in one sense, what we can see here, that the real renunciation means that we must attach to the Krishna service, at the same time we must attach to the instructions of the Vaishnavas. So that is the real renunciation. So if we are attached to these both things, then automatically that detachment comes from this material world, because we need a detachment from this material world. So automatically that detachment comes. Like even Narottam Das Thakur also explains in one of his song that Je Anilo Premadhana Karuna Prachur Heno Prabhu Kata Gela Acharya Thakur. See how Narottam Das Thakur was feeling so much separation because of he was not getting the association of different Acharyas. And he explains in that song, Je Anilo Premadhana, that the devotee who has brought that prema dhana, karuna prachur, and that compassion they have all brought in this material world. Heno prabhu kotha gela. Where they are all gone now, I am not getting their association. And in that song again he explains, kaha mora sarup rupa, kaha sanatan, kaha dasa raghunata patita pavan. So where is that Rupa Goswami, where is that Sanatana Goswami, where is that Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Eka kale kotha gela gora nataraj. See, we can see in that song how much separation he was feeling because he was not getting the association of the Vaishnavas. And next he says, Pashane kutibo matha anale pashibo. Gaurangira gunera nadhi kotha gele pavo. I will smash my head with rock. Pashane kutibo matha anale pashibo. And I will enter in the fire. Why? Because I am not getting the association of Vaishnavas. That was his mood. So like, what important thing is there in our devotional service? In one of the lecture, His Holiness Sachinandan Swami Maharaj was explaining about his own experience about the devotional service. He said, once upon a time I was serving in a DT kitchen where I was cleaning some vessels. And he said suddenly, this happened in the London temple, Radha Landaneshwar. And Maharaj was explaining about his own experience. He said that in those days I was cleaning some vessels in DT kitchen. And Srila Prabhupada came in the temple hall and he was taking the darshan. And for a long time he was standing in front of the DTs and he went back. And Sachinandan Swami Maharaj said, that time I was in a DT kitchen, I was cleaning some vessels. And in my mind different thoughts were coming, that what about my old grandfather and what about my family, so what I should do, should I stay here or I should go back. So many things were going on in his mind. And because of so many thoughts were there in his mind, he was not properly able to concentrate on its service. And but thoughts were there, unlimited thoughts were there in his mind. And then he explained in his talk that suddenly after some time, the temple president came directly to that Ditti kitchen room. And he said to Sachinandan Swami Maharaj, just now Prabhupada told me that Krishna told to Srila Prabhupada, the devotee who is doing his service in Ditti kitchen, he is not doing perfect his seva. So he is not cleaning proper his vessels. And even Krishna told to Srila Prabhupada that, just see that plate, on that plate, there is one small part of old Mahaprasadam. And that has not cleaned properly. And the pujari who is there in the Ditti kitchen, he was just in very hurry, so he was putting another, he was preparing another plate. And when Sachinandan Swami Maharaj, he heard this from that president, that Prabhupada got instruction from Lord Sri Krishna, and that Sri Krishna is speaking to Srila Prabhupada in this way. And then Sachinandan Swami Maharaj explains that, then after some time I came to know that in my mind so many thoughts were going on, and because of that I was not able to properly concentrate on my services, and that news came to know Srila Prabhupada that I am not following my services because of Krishna. And then Sachinandan Swami Maharaj said that I felt very happiness that because I am connected with such a Guru Maharaj, that Guru Maharaj is having direct connection with Krishna. And then he decided that even if so many thoughts are going on in my mind, but first I will consult with my spiritual master and then I will take any decision. So like that, Sachinandan Swami Maharaj explains that though I was performing many different services, practicing different services, but my mind was not in my control, then I decided I'll directly speak with Srila Prabhupada and I'll take guidance from him. And then Srila Prabhupada told him that, see, you just stick to your devotional service, stick to whatever following you are in your life, definitely Krishna will protect you in your life. As we see in the same song here, that Nartam Das Thakur, he explains that Se Sava Sangira Sange Je Kailo Vilas Se Sanga Na Paiya Kande Narottam Das. Lord Se Sava Sangira Sange, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed many pastimes with his associates, but being unable to obtain that association, Narottam Das Thakur simply weeps. So why Narottam Das Thakur weeping? Because he is not getting that close association. So one thing what we can understand, same like we have to follow the path of our Mahajanas. Mahajana ena gathasu pantha. The path which Mahajanas, they have followed, the same path we have to follow. And then definitely if we follow that path, then we will come to that platform of Vairagya, which is explained in this today's purport. So there is a no need to make any extra things or any our own, there is no need to use our own mind, how I can create Vairagya within my heart. Just if we follow the path of the Mahajanas, we will become a detached from this material world. In one lecture, Maharaj was explaining about how much Madhavendra Puri was so much attached to his service. And what to speak about Gadadhar Pandit. Srila Gadadhar Pandit, he was so much attached to his service. All we have heard so many times these past times that how much Gadadhar Pandit was attached to the service of Tota Gopinath. And in his old age, Gadadhar Pandit was not able to offer that garland to the Tota Gopinath. And we know in that past times, even the Lord reciprocated with the Gadadhar Pandit and he sat down to accept that garland. So if we see in our own life, that we have a good guidance like this. All our past acharyas, they are showing the best example how to perform our devotional service and bring that vairagya within our heart. And if we follow the same thing, we'll be very successful in the path of devotional service. In the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we see that even in the life of Prahlad Maharaj, if we see the qualities of Prahlad Maharaj, Brahmanya Shila Sampanna Satya Sandho Jitendriya, the qualities of Prahlad Maharaj was like, he was possessing all good qualities, like Brahmanya Shila Sampanna. He was possessing good qualities. Satya Sandho Jitendriya. He was determined to understand the absolute truth. Atmavat Sarva Bhuteshu. And Srila Prabhupada explains here that like super soul, he was kind to all. Ek Priya Surattamaha. And best friend of each and everyone. If we see the qualities of Prahlad Maharaj, is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Brahmanya Shila Sampanna Satya Sandho Jitendriyah Atmavat Sarva Bhuteshu Ek Priya Surattamaha. So these are the real qualities we have to develop in our heart. And definitely by practicing such path, we can come to that stage of detachment or vairagya from this material world. And then finally I will conclude with one pastimes of Srila Prabhupada. This pastime was explained by Gargamuni Prabhu. Gargamuni Prabhu said, when I was young in Krishna consciousness, I was following Ekadashi. And he said that time I was following Nirjal Ekadashi. And the same time in the temple, on the Ekadashi day, feast was there. So different items they were prepared. And Prabhupada came to know somehow other that I am fasting, Nirjala. And Prabhupada called me. And then Prabhupada said me, what you are doing? And I said, I am doing fasting on Ekadashi day. And then Prabhupada said, no fasting on Ekadashi day, feasting on Ekadashi day. And he said, who told you to fast, Nirjala? Eat something and do your services. And then Gargamuni Prabhu, he thought in his mind, he thought that because of I was using my own mind, own intelligence for my devotional service, and I was just thinking how to perform that, that was my own fault. I could have discussed with Prabhupada, I could have discussed with my all senior authorities, senior devotees, then I could have survived, continued my devotional service. Then he come to that conclusion. Yes, what Prabhupada is saying, that is a perfect. That devotional service means we must take the guidance from our Vaishnavas, senior authorities. We must follow the Mahajana's path. And if we follow that Mahajana's path, then definitely slowly, slowly we can come to that platform of detachment, that vairagya. This is what they explain in the today's verse, where Srila Prabhupada explains that one should therefore develop vairagya, detachment as stated here, because this material world is just like temporary and miserable. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So please forgive me. I am not an expert speaker, or I am not an expert in this any language. I am not an expert in the Vedic text. Only by the mercy of all the senior Vaishnavas I could speak something. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.